How's it? And aloha. My name is Saha Kihau Paulo. I'm an unorthodox mother of four, astral lifestyle blogger for holistic.com, and certified metaphysical practitioner specializing in modern sidereal astrology, energy medicine, and tarot. And I'll be your host here on Woke and Petty. I may be mean, but I mean well. I'll be talking about everything from metaphysics to motherhood, where you can get the dirt on the moon, do daily devotions with me, listen to weekly titoscopes, find business tips and relationship advice to cultivate a high vibrational, happy, healthy, and healing life. It is episode number 39. Welcome. So I did my pre-challenge prompts. I added a little bit to each of them. And so the first one was, if you've ever started something and not finished it, write it out here. And so I put many workout programs, hair school, my vet tech certification, changing my name, starting a tarot deck, and my astrology course that I wanted to do. So those are some things that I haven't finished. Okay, so then number two was write down why you are committing. Being aware of your why, right? So I said I wanted to give this challenge a real chance to see if it works because I need to heal. I want to attract abundance. I want to detox my, energy field and reset my vibration. Now, my pre-challenge prompt number three, it says, how am I feeling now? And any challenge or struggle that I feel, what's the biggest pain point? And so I said, I'm worried about my health, my weight. I have low confidence and I hide my light. I want to feel comfortable in my skin and I want to live my life to the fullest and not be afraid to put my work out there. So that was my prompt. So today is day one where we need to get clear on our intentions. So make sure that you read this. Basically, what it's saying is that if you want to get clear on your intentions for what it is that you want to do, you have to start your day off with meditation. And so they give us a little, I don't know what you would call it, not a ritual. It sounds kind of weird when you say it that way, but you know what to do. So you tune in, you make sure that you have the right posture, you do your mudra, you put your eyes where they're supposed to be, you do a certain breathing technique, and you do this for a certain amount of time. And then it also tells you the benefits of doing this. Basically, in your fingers, in that mudra, as you push your fingertips together, you are balancing each of the five elements in your body. And this is where this is, I don't know how to explain it. It explains it really good in there, but the pressure does something with your nerves, and it helps to balance the two sides of the hemispheres in your brain. And it helps with, coordination, between the two sides of your brain. It also helps with communication between the two sides of your brain. So, what else? The breathing part of it cultivates calmness, harmony, and what else was there? I can't remember. But anyways, yeah, that's the part. That's the whatchamacall. And then after that, they ask some questions. So I'm gonna go and do my meditation first, and then we'll come back and do this, where I answer my questions and I'll share those with you guys. Whew. Okay. That was hard, actually. I had to do 4 counts instead of 8 counts. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you didn't do it yet. So anyways, I did feel a little tightness in the stomach area. So that was pretty cool. So we're going to get into the questions. Why is it important for you to heal, release any low vibration emotions in your life? And I said that I feel like it's keeping me from living my life. It's imprisoning me and it's doing more harm than healing, you know, to me. And what am I ready to leave behind? And the belief that I have to lose weight or be conventionally attractive in order to start anything or to be successful at anything, because, you know, what's happening on the outside doesn't really matter. It's all about what you're offering, what your intentions are, how you treat people, if this is something that is heart-centered to you, or, you know, in alignment with who you are, you know, and you're living your integrity. I think that's what matters the most. And what are you ready to bring in? And I'm ready to bring in self-confidence, self-agency, bliss, maybe a job that contributes a lot of money to my family and my household, and a reliable car for kumei, healthy children who want to live a life that is of optimal wellness, better lifestyle choices, abundance, peace, love, positivity, positive mental downloads, you know, light and fluffy, uplifting, happy energy. And so it is. And then let's see what else was there. Oh, how do you want to feel at the end of this challenge? And I want to feel empowered. I want to feel confident. I want to feel joy. I want to feel sensual. I want to feel uplifted, inspired in order to create a dream life for my family and I. And what are three specific things that I want to manifest right now? So we have to write them in present tense. So three is, I am living in our dream home Kamei and I purchased, and I love my life. Number two, I'm happy, I'm healthy, and at a normal BMI, body mass index, and body weight, and feeling confident about my looks. And number three, I'm earning a steady income, easily doing things that I love doing. So that was day one, guys. I hope you guys all enjoyed that. And are doing it along with me. If you're not doing it, man, you're missing out. It is time for A Course in Miracles. How did you guys do yesterday? I did it two times. It was while my kids were home, and so they're looking at me like I was crazy. But it was interesting. So let's see. We're going to get to lesson number two. I have given everything I've seen in this room, on the street, from this window, in this place, all the meaning that it has for me. Number one, the exercises with this idea are the same as those from the first one. Begin with things that are near you and apply the idea to whatever your glance rests on. Then increase the range outward. Turn your head so that you include whatever is on either side. If possible, turn around and apply the idea to what is behind you. Remain as indiscriminate as possible in selecting subjects for its application. Do not concentrate on anything in particular, and do not attempt to include everything you see in any given area, or you will introduce strain. Merely glance easily, fairly quickly around you, trying to avoid selection by size, brightness, color, material, or relative importance to you. Take the subjects simply as you see them. Try to apply the exercise with equal ease to the body, or to a body or a button, a fly or a floor, an arm or an apple. The sole criterion for applying the idea to anything is merely that your eyes have lighted on it. Make no attempt to include anything particular, but be sure that nothing is specifically excluded. So we're going to do the same thing as yesterday, two times a day. So once right now and once later on in the evening, or whenever you think about it later on today. But again, don't strain. Don't try to apply it to everything. Just whatever naturally just kind of falls into your sight. So I have given everything I see in this room, on this altar, on this table, in this window, on this bookshelf. Oh, shoot. Alexa, set a timer for 1 minute.
1 minute.
Okay, let's start over. So I have given everything I see in this room, on this desk, on this altar, on this bookshelf, in this window, in my closet, in my bedroom, in my bed, on my ceiling, in my bathroom, on that shelf, on the wall, on my body, in my mind, on the TV, in my refrigerator, on the counters, in this house, in my yard, in on the roof, in the street, in the sky, across the street over there. I don't know, I'm losing things. Behind this curtain, on this floor, in these drawers, on in my closet, in this neighborhood, in this state, in this country, all of the meaning that it has for me. So there we go. Alexa, stop. So that is lesson number two. So we're going to do that again later on tonight on my hour. I'm going to do that again later on tonight all on my own. And for our bonus, we're going to get a card from the Everyday Miracles, which is a oracle deck, 50 card deck of lessons from A Course in Miracles. So what does Spirit want us to know today? Or even to apply? I am sustained by the love of God. Put all of your faith in the love of God within you, eternal, changeless, forever unfailing. This is the answer to what confronts you today. So any challenges that we are faced, we need to remember that spirit, the universe, God, whatever word you want to say, Jah, has our back. It is always supporting us. So maybe if we feel unsupported, unloved, or whatever, you know, somebody has us feeling some type of way, we need to remember that even if that is happening, spirit is here for us. So that is what I got for today. Aloha's, welcome to your Mahina report for today, August 15, 2019. It is currently 8:58 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time here in Utah, where I am. And this is Snake Lunar Day. So the Snake Day is the day of the full moon. So we had the full moon peak at about 6:30 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. So you could do your conversion using that to find out. So it already happened. And this is a day of all earthly temptations, being tempted by earthly things. You're going to be tested today. So you need to have self-control. You need to be careful. You need to be prudent. You need to practice self-discipline. And don't eat anything that's hearty, hot, or spicy today. Don't give in to laziness, negative influences, stress, arguments, temptations, suspect places or people. And important business is never recommended on a full moon day. So the snake day. And also, you want to stay away from drinking cold, sweet liquids. So juices, smoothies, teas that have sugar in it, cold teas. Like, so don't be going to Starbucks and getting yourself that hibiscus thing like I do. Also, sex is not recommended on full moons as well. But today, just, you know, practice your self-control. Be careful. Don't cut your hair today because it'll increase your blood pressure. It'll give you headaches. It'll give you this strange sensation of fear as well. And this is all stuff that the ancients believed in. And as far as like coloring your hair, you want to do natural dyes in dark tones. This is going to help you to avoid any troubles that you're going to be faced with. And curling your hair, or no, what was it? I think it's straightening curly hair. If you straighten your hair today, it brings in more positive energy for you. Now, the moon is currently in the sign of Capricorn. We talked about this yesterday, so I don't want to get too much into it, but it's like showing up for your responsibilities, right? And being disciplined. So kind of the same as the other one. Be careful of your bones, your joints, your gallbladder. Don't strain the spine or your bones because they're much more fragile. And that is pretty much it for today. If you are in the Conscious Club, you're going to get a full moon report and how that is going to affect you based off of your natal chart. So be on the lookout for that. I have to go and take my son to a meeting at his school with his counselor so that we can set up his school schedule, because I think he starts school in like 5 days or something. So I'm going to that in a minute. So I'll get that up maybe in the next couple of hours. Give me until about noon Utah time so that I can go and do this and then get it written up, because I didn't write it ahead of time like I usually do and schedule it. So anyways, yeah, it's going to be a last minute post. And I don't know. Let me see. Are you okay, dog? My dog's like dying back there and choking. Hey guys, so last part of my morning ritual is to do the magic. It is 12:22 right now, but I already did it. So I have an app that I'm going to be using. I think I want to write it down, but I need to get a journal. So yeah, for now it's in the day one app. I think I'm going to transfer. I'm going to go buy a journal maybe today and then transfer it into that. But I wrote down my 10 things that I'm grateful for, and then I looked at day two. So we need a stone. I already picked out my stone. It's going to be a labradorite. It's like a worry stone, so it's like flat and it kind of has an indention in it for like your thumb so you can rub it. So that's going to be my stone. That's the stone that I used before in the past, so I'm just going to go with that one. Then I can carry it around and shit like that. So yeah, our magical practice number one is done. Well, for me, I don't know about for you guys, because this is getting pushed out late. So that's it. The only thing I didn't do that I wanted to start doing is my energy work that I usually do at Zion. So yeah, that's the only thing I didn't do this morning, and it was because it just didn't work out. They're gonna start going to school earlier because they're gonna eat breakfast at school. So I don't know how we're gonna incorporate that. We'll see. Because they're already having a hard time waking up at 7:30. So I don't know if they're gonna want to wake up earlier with me, but that's what I'm planning to do, is just wake up earlier and do it. And I want to park in the shade, but there is no parking in the shade, so I guess we'll go over here. Anyway, we're going to go to the library and waste some time. I'll update next about what's going on today. So we have a special guest on the show today. Introduce yourself to the people.
Hi.
What's your name?
I am Kai.
That's my oldest son. And today's an eventful day for him, because why?
I got a burger today.
No! That's not why. He had his counselor appointment to set his school schedule. So we got to do that. And then we got to walk around the school and figure out how long it takes for us to walk to everything. And he's got a pretty good schedule. The counselor that he went to hooked his ass up. Yeah?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Lloyd.
Lloyd? That's his last name? Yeah. Or his first name? Mr. Lloyd? We don't know his name, but he was really cool, and he set up his schedule really awesome. He has no classes on the second floor. I don't know. I went to camp school, so when you have to go to the second floor, it's like, oh my God, you don't want to walk up the stairs. So for this first semester, he doesn't have to walk up the stairs, but the second semester, he has a class that's upstairs, and it's the last class of the day, so that's pretty cool. And so he has lunch right before that class. So he'll be at the cafeteria or whatever, the common area, eating, and then he can go to that class. So it's pretty cool. And then we got him a locker today. You have to pay $5 for lockers now. Where the fuck is that? Like, I mean, what is that? Like, we never had to pay for lockers. I don't remember Layla even paying for a locker. Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, he's renting a locker for $5. And they got him $1,100, but it's on the bottom. So we're actually going to waste time at the library right now because they're on lunch for another like 33 minutes and see if we can get him a different locker number that's on the top row. Because my son, if you don't know, he's like fucking 11 feet tall and just squatting down like that, just not a good look. Him and his legs probably be blocking like what, 4 other lockers alone. So yeah, we're gonna try and get him one where he can stand. But it's pretty cool because he starts off his day in this one area and then he ends his day in that area too, so it just works out that his locker would be over there. So I don't know, I'm super stoked for him. What do you have? Where's your schedule? Hook it up. Is it over there? He's got zoology.
Yeah, animals.
Let's see. Okay, he has zoology, then guitar, and then history. And his history class is a college credit as well, so it gives him 3 credits towards college history, and it also counts towards his high school history. And then he has agriculture, and that's how he ends his day. And then B days, he starts with English, he has ceramics, and then he has interior design, and then a math class.
I'm gonna make pot.
I still don't understand what the fuck this math class is, but whatever. And then his second semester, he starts off with math. He has English, so those, and then zoology, and they're all in the same area. And then he goes all the way to ags. And then B day for the second semester, he has like 3 college credit classes. He has art, history, and interior design. And then last period is driver's ed. So that's pretty cool. So he has to get his permit second semester starts.
Interior design gets to mean I get to judge the way you reorganize the house.
You get to reorganize the house. Ha ha, bitch.
Joke's on me.
I don't know if you guys heard it, but he said that. He said, joke's on you. I get to judge you for how you decorate the house. And I was like, no, joke's on you. You get to decorate the house, right? Redecorate it. Okay, anyway. So, yeah, that's what we're doing today. That's life shit, life update. Hope everybody's doing good. If you are doing those challenges that I'm doing, I don't want to call them challenges, but if you're starting those mindful morning practices with me, that's what we're going to call them. Mindful morning practices. Please let me know. Call into the station. DM me. Snapchat me. Hit me up on the Instagram story and tag me and show me what you're doing to be a part of it. If you are doing it, that'll be cool. And I will talk to you guys on the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your WCW who doesn't even know you exist, your neighbor with the yappy dog, your Facebook friends that consist of family you hate and people you don't really know from your high school. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and newagebootycall.com.